back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia, I can't believe we're down to the last segment. I mean, the show has gone so fast, but we've had some really great tips, advice, you know, information about the Bronze Lens Festival. I'm ready to go now. I know they have a startup. I'm ready to go now and check out some of those short films. I mean, it just sounds fantastic.
Me too, and I'm ready to take some pictures now that I know what to do.
I know. Changing the angle just a little bit. I mean, Amy really, really got us ready for some great pictures today when we're out on the road.
And I think my favorite tip from her was to remember to include yourself in the pictures.
Yes, absolutely. Because when you go back, you know, I can tell you from years when I was traveling with Pan Am, a lot of times I just took scenery pictures and I didn't get in myself. And I look back now and I'm like, I really wish that I would have been in the picture, at least in some of these. And I look at some of the other Pan Am flight attendants' pictures, and they're in the pictures, and you see the faces, and you see what people look like.
I was there.
I really was. And people are like, I don't know. Were you really a Pan Am flight attendant? I don't see you in any pictures.
Right.
So it's important to get in those pictures. Absolutely. I agree. That was one of the best tips.
It's like there are thousands of pictures of the Eiffel Tower, but there are only going to be a few pictures of you in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Exactly. You want that photo.
Indeed.
You definitely do. But, you know, we like to talk about where to travel around the U.S. based on a quarter. And to give everyone just, you know, if they're just kind of getting into what we are talking about with these quarter miles, it's all based on, you know, the quarters that a couple of years ago came out that had a state on the back. And on the back were these pictures of, well, not pictures, but, you know, engravings of something about the state that made it special, something that was special about that state. So we're looking at those quarters and saying, well, hey, if this is important enough to put on the back of a quarter, it must be something that we should see if we're traveling there. So from that, we created the quarter miles segment that we do, you know, here and there. So this is another quarter miles that I think we can take Amy's advice and get some good photographs when we're going here.
Absolutely. We're going up the West Coast into Washington.
A beautiful state.
Yes. And the Washington Quarter was engraved by Charles Vickers, and the design features a king salmon leaping out from the water in front of Mount Rainier with the inscription, "The Evergreen State."
And it is, too. It's always beautiful and green there.
Yes. It's nicknamed the Evergreen State for its many lush evergreen forests. So plenty of photo opportunities, like you said. And Mount Rainier is an active volcano surrounded by more than 35 miles of snow and glacial ice. And it's kind of considered the bridge between the eastern and western parts of the state. So it's kind of a great place to start your adventure in Washington.
I didn't know that about it. I think that's a great place to start then. Kind of check out more of the state that way.
Yes, and there's plenty to do in the Mount Rainier National Park. There are five designated areas in the park. First is Longmire, where you can see a museum that kind of explains the early days of the park and the general area. There's a wildlife information center where you can get your hiking and camping permits. There's a National Park Inn, a hotel with a restaurant and a gift shop that's open all year, you know, because certain parts of the park are closed in the winter. And nearby, you can see views of waterfalls, glaciers, hot springs, and there's also an historic district walking tour.
See, I always like the walking tours when you're talking about the national parks and these wildlife areas like this, because you really can see so much and take your time.
Yeah, and it's a great, I love checking out the ranger cabins that they used to live in. Those are so cool.
Oh,
and just kind of imagine what that was like.
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Another part of the Mount Rainier National Park is Paradise, and it's known for its wildflower meadows, and it's also the most popular area for winter activities such as snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and tubing. That sounds like so much fun.
Snow tubing?
Yeah.
Oh, that does sound interesting.
And there's also a Paradise Inn with another restaurant and gift shop and a place where you can obtain climbing permits. So if you want to climb, that's the place to go. And there's also Inspiration Point, where there are great views of Mount Rainier and the Tatoosh Range. So there's, you know, plenty of views all over the park, but these are some great places to start.
Yeah, it's a great place to start. And I love the name of that inn, Paradise Inn. That just has a interesting ring to it.
Yeah.
You're in paradise.
I think you are, if you're surrounded by beautiful wildflowers and glaciers and evergreen forests.
Oh, I love the wildflowers. That's paradise right there for me.
Yes. And another place is Ohana Pekosh. It's thought to mean standing at the edge, and it's where visitors can take in the beauty of an old growth forest. So if you like your trees, you like your forest, that's the place to go. And there's not much else there. It's just about the trees there.
And then you can say that you've been to Ohana Pekosh.
Yes. Another place is Sunrise. It's the highest point that can be reached by vehicle at 6,400 feet. That's pretty high.
Yeah, it's very high.
Yes, and on a clear day, you can get 360 views of Mount Rainier, Emmons Glacier, the Wildflower Meadows, other volcanoes, and nearby historic patrol cabins like we talked about, lakes, and even along the road banks, there are andesite columns, which were formed from ancient lava flow from Mount Rainier. So imagine you're just driving along that road, you can see where lava came down.
I know, that sounds really fascinating to see that. And again, another great spot for taking some really interesting photographs.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm thinking that Sunrise, is the name means it's a great place to go for a sunrise.
Yeah, I bet. You're always looking for the sunrise spot.
I am always looking for the sunrise spot. I love sunrise pictures and sunset pictures as well. So that would definitely be probably top of my list to do that one.
And the final area in the park is the Carbon Mowich area for the Carbon River, which is named for the coal deposits you can find in the area. And it also receives heavier rainfall, so it resembles more of a temperate rainforest.
Mm.
And then the Mowich Lake is in a glacial basin. It's surrounded by wildflowers, and it's the deepest and largest lake in the park.
You know, we keep hearing all this about the wildflowers. I mean, that's just beautiful. I love, love, love wildflowers. So this park just sounds like you could spend a couple of days there, I think.
It sounds like kind of a fantasy place, you know?
It does.
Like you might see fairies there or something.
You might. You just might.
And there are also plenty of opportunities to camp, hike, climb, see wildflowers, go fishing and boating all throughout the park. But another place I thought might be cool to check out, looking at the salmon on the quarter, is very famous Pike Place Fish Market in Seattle.
Oh, yes, very famous.
Yes, and it's been around since 1930 and also known for its employees to playfully toss fish to each other as part of the preparation. So you get to see that.
And that is very, very popular. When I was when I had my training company and I would do training, there were lots of trainings that were based around that as well. So
that's really
very
cool.
Interesting. Yeah, all about teamwork.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll see salmon, halibut, crab legs, and more. You can also order online from them, and they have a lot of recipes like shrimp and crab cakes, Caribbean seafood stew. Gosh, it all looks so good. So if you're interested in that, that's pikeplacefish.com. And also nearby the fish market is the famous gum wall. It's actually under the Pike Place Fish Market.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I haven't been to that yet.
Oh, well, that's a brick wall covered in used chewing gum.
Yes, it is.
I guess that's art.
I guess it's art. You can look at it as being artistic, I guess.
Community art.
Uh-huh. But that would be one of the ones that you don't want to touch based on, some of the things you might pick up from that.
Right. And if you're in Seattle, you got to check out the Space Needle. It's, a signature part of Seattle skyline.
It is. It definitely is. So a lot of things. I mean, it's amazing how the quarter really kind of does bring you to a lot of things to see and do in each state.
Yeah, it does. And what's the great thing about it is that it really highlights the natural beauty of the country. A lot of times it'll take you to national parks and, famous landmarks there. But we've also learned, like with Alabama, Helen Keller being on the state quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's those other rare ones that kind of focus on...
On the people, too.
An individual, yeah.
On the individuals, that's right, that's right. But either way, I mean, these are great ways to really discover estates that maybe you've thought about and not really sure what you do there. But just turn over that quarter and look and see what's on there. And these quarters are still in circulation, so you can find these quarters that we're using as part of our quarter mile series. You can still find them. They're right in your pocket.
Absolutely. Check there first.
Check there first for sure. But now another place to go that is not in Washington State is down to Sapelo Island. So you can go down there and take some great pictures. There are some mosquitoes and ticks and things like that, so you do need to be aware of that when we talk about
health.
Bring your bug spray along with you. But it's a great place to go to have a great vacation. Summer, spring, fall, winter, anytime is great for visiting Sapelo. And a great place to stay is the Sapelo Island Bird Houses, and they are our sponsor today. So check out their website at SapeloIslandBeachVacations.com. Now, Olivia, this has been a great show.
It has. I'm really inspired.
I'm very, very inspired. I hope the listeners are too. And we really thank you guys for listening and joining us today as we talked about an array of topics all related to travel. And hopefully you guys are having safe and healthy travel out there as well. And when we come back, we'll have more great tips and destinations to share with you.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Thanks for listening. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye. I wish that I could fly into the sky.